Pila mai alo, mai lila ta tu kilel wa yin khan lila yok pia lila yin loa yin kina ha tiyo pa yin ha chan ke lila yomak pi I am welcome to Kiri Radio Storytelling Hour. And this evening, I have a guest. He's been up here before. And last time we came up here, I got a different notebook here, so I forgot what we talked about. But before we go on, we wanted to do some... we have some people that we usually remember when we come up here. But first, I want to say thanks to Kiri Radio and Lloyd and Tom and those guys. Mm-hmm. They all come up here. Herk, Toshka Herk. And so, Pilao Nya Pilao. And this evening, on the way up here, we were discussing a circle, so we might touch on that. Mm-hmm. And my name is Brian Charging Cloud, and every Wednesday I come up here and share a story, maybe and Lakota language, and we touch on education too. And before I go on, I'll let Toshka introduce himself. But before I do that too, and I will forget it if I don't do it, I would like to say good evening to my wife Karen and my Toshka Samia. Hopefully they're listening. I didn't go home. We just came from the school, so I didn't tell them that I was coming up here. At lunchtime, I was telling Karen that I had a cold last 3 days, so I said, I think I'll go back to the school and do two classes and come back. But after those two classes, I regained my strength, and now I'm here at Kiri Radio. So I think when you feel like you can't go on, you can go on. It takes some kind of power within each person. And I wanted to come up here because last week I didn't come. I wanted to come, but I think I was in Rapid City and I couldn't come. And before that, I don't know. I can't remember it. I don't have my calendar here. But I want to say thanks to all you people out there on the road who are listening to the Kiri Radio Storytelling Hour. And also to the, I can't remember his name, but he records these storytelling hours. He's not even here in South Dakota. I don't even know what state he's in, but he always records these storytelling hours. And if you want to look at them, they're on Google. All you have to do is go to Google and print my name, and we have all those stories in there. So, good evening and welcome. And I wanted to say good evening to Tom. Remember, we used to come up here and say hello to Tom. We forgot you, Tom, for a long time, but we still remember you. And Charlie, too, up in Martin. Charlie, if you're listening this evening, we remember you, too. And Charlie is a good, he's a basketball fan, and he's always at L&I. He handles all the basketballs. He rolls them onto the floor every game. And I don't know how long he's been there for, but he's been there for many, many years. And I know his favorite team is White River. But, you know, we have to... For me, all the teams on the reservation are my favorite teams. So, I will let you introduce yourself.
Thank you, Lexi. Oh my. Yes, my name is Ryan Danvers. Once again, it's an honor to be here at QA Radio. Thank you to everybody over here who keeps the program going strong. I know it's my favorite station to tune into out here in this country. I'd also like to give my thanks and appreciation to all the workers who are continuing the battle to keep the Lakota language going strong, especially including the school workers. Also, those who are saying the prayers, the sun dancers, the ones who continue with the Inupis regularly, even though now it's cold, still keeping the ways alive like that. And public safety personnel who's working out there, helping us out, teaching us to remember to keep our seatbelts on. All the other public safety personnel, especially the teachers in the schools. I'm going through the experience of that myself, helping to support teachers in the classroom, and they sure have a challenging it's a challenging career. There's some real true professionals who are entrusted with the care of the Lakota children, and they're doing a real good job of it. And it takes a real special person to be able to endure the what it takes to be a teacher. So, special shout out to all you teachers.
That's really important. What you're doing is also very important. It really, some of these teachers, once they get into that classroom, they're there unless somebody comes in and says, do you want to take a break and drink some water? So it's and then you said professionals, and I always say that. We hear this school is better than this school. This school is not good, and that school is good. But all these schools, all over the Lakota country, and these teachers are professionals. And if they weren't professionals, they wouldn't be teaching your children, my children. And whatever they learn, they're going to carry that with them throughout their life. Like, do you still remember a teacher that you can name? I do. And I'm way older than you, and I remember my general science teacher. And though I can just picture him right now. So these children will remember you and me, and all you teachers out there. Whatever you teach them, there's always one teacher they're going to remember, or maybe more. I remember all my high school teachers. You probably do too. You just graduated here a few years ago. I won't tell your age.
I even still remember the administrators.
Bus driver. The whole school is a team. Like Floyd is what team. We just left the school, Floyd. He comes in after school. Carlos, maybe he's listening. He's part of the team. When one of those guys are not there, then the school is not functioning. Tim, maybe Tim is listening. He's also very important.
I know, I was thinking about him too.
And sometimes he, you know, he will do like in the morning circle several times, maybe, you know, we ask him, he will do it every morning. He comes in and he offers, because he speaks the Lakota language.
So
I'm really glad you brought that up, because all these workers are professionals, even like the Kili radio staff here. They're professionals everywhere. So you, all you, if you're listening and if you're driving down the road, or if you're at home eating right now, and if you're listening to Kili radio, remember, you are a professional. So, and that word that you use is endure. That's really hard to do. And also, not only that, they like the other morning, it was cold and windy and snowing. And I know that these the bus drivers, they're out there warming up that bus.
So
maybe 5 o'clock in the morning, and they'll be on the road carrying your children safely. So they have a tough job. All that, the whole school.
It's a lot of weight riding on one person's shoulders.
And that's, you know, they're very important people. Now, sometimes I flip that coin, and I will say, okay, sometimes I think we expect, a long time ago, everything came from the home. The respect, the teachings, the language. But now, I wonder if that's kind of turned around. Now we expect the school to teach those, the respect, the staying in school, and the Lakota language. So, and that's, you know, I was reading today on that, the Lakota language, and there was a paragraph in there that says, are we taking over teaching our children the Lakota language? And we are, you know, I mean, who speaks at home? Who teaches our children Lakota at home? So we're going from one really good thoughts, good words about our teachers, and then now we're flipping around and said, you're not doing your job. Is that what we're doing? Or what?
it's a partnership.
Yeah, it is partnership.
And one can't do it without the other.
Yeah. We're working together. We're all in the same circle. And when someone is not fast enough or not doing that much, then the other person will pick it up. Like that. And that's, you know. So yeah, you're right. And then the schools too. All the schools are, to me, they're all doing good. Every one of them is producing good students. Like tonight, before we left, you and I, we went to a short meeting, and I heard one sentence in there. When you spend the money, every one of these schools runs with money. You cannot run without money. You're the only one that can run without money. And I know. But, so, and that little sentence I heard, you probably heard it too. When we spend money, make sure it's for the children. not traveling around to Las Vegas or Rapid City.
Mm-hmm. Acting like kids when we're
Okay, well, before we get into our storytelling, announcements. I don't have much announcements, many announcements. And we do have a culture night next week, but I'm not sure if it's Wednesday or Thursday. But we do have one. So if you are listening in Uyuhpe, Manderson, or Wounded Knee, Tsukbeopi, the school culture night is next week. It's going to be on Wednesday or Thursday. Mm-hmm. I wanted to move it to Thursday because sometimes, like on Wednesday nights, a couple of times I cannot come up here because of the culture night.
Right.
Because it starts at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll move it to Thursday. Then we can come up here again.
Mm-hmm.
And then okay, the other one is that is all I have. And I think we said all our shout outs. So I want to say good evening to Baha too. I always remember Baha. He's the one that learned Lakota language.
Mm.
He's from East, where you come from.
Yeah.
He came over here and now he can sit here and speak Lakota.
Oh, yeah. That's a good inspiration.
So that's inspiration. And then I always, whenever we come up here on Wednesday, we used to use two words too, commitment and perseverance.
Yeah.
So it's very, really hard to do. Sometimes we get tied up with other things and we can't come up here. But those two words I always say when I come up here.
Mm.
That's, for me, that's the Lakota language. When I do the Lakota language, I'm committed to the Lakota language.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to persevere.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go halfway.
Right.
I'm not going to go halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that when you start something, I was sitting there thinking about that today when I don't know how many years back I worked with a Fed. They call them federal grants. So you get money for 3 years to work on the language or both languages.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the 3 years is up, then you pack up and go home and look for another job. Mm-hmm. So whatever you did, you didn't really. You don't know if you accomplished anything. You don't know if you made somebody a Lakota speaker or culturally motivated.
Yeah, you can't follow up.
No, you cannot. So you stop. So all these people, you use that word too, partnership.
Mm-hmm.
People that partner with you when you stop and left, those people were left right there. So they probably quit. They didn't go on.
Mm.
Everything. So it you don't have that commitment and you don't have that perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
It just stops right there.
Mm-hmm.
So like what we're doing at this for the language here where we're at now is that we're not going to stop. We're just going to we're not going to really depend on someone's money to go for 2 years or 3 years. We're just going to go, like right now, we said we're going 5 years. Beyond that 5 years, we're just going to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then for the summertime, we did it without money. Yeah. But this time we had money.
Oh, good.
Some money, yeah. We got a leather, we got teepee, we got me and you and Karen and Babette.
Yeah.
So it'll keep going.
Yeah. Well, that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else that you wanted to coming up, you asked me about the circle.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have
The question that I had in mind about the circle was from what does it mean to stand together in a circle, and then what does it mean if there are some who aren't choosing to stand together with the rest of the circle? Some stand together united, and there's are some who are separated.
You know, you see that every morning, when you came, and when we last year, I think we decided to do this. Some places talking about schools, they might do it like once a week, or maybe once a month, or maybe on special occasions. But for us, we wanted to do it every day so that we can bring our children together. And we also invited community members, and then the teachers, and everyone that's involved, whether it's the cooks or like Tim comes in, participates. But what that does is, for me, what that does is it brings unity. It brings us together. And then in the Lakota way of life, everything is in circles. So we're in that circle, and if you're standing out there outside the circle and you watch, because I know I see people do that. But for me, I still feel that that they are part of the circle. I mean, they probably think like that too. They're standing there, you know, they're not in a circle, but they're part of us. But they should be in a circle. I mean, that's the way I feel. And it looks good, because we have small children there. We have kindergarten first, so that, like, if you were outside the circle talking to someone else while we're doing this, then the children see that. And then it's really easy for them to get away from the circle, because they know there's these other people are not really paying attention. Or maybe that word respect, because so we respect our way of life, we get into that circle, and it's just a few minutes where we azilia, that's purification, and then we pray, and then we sing, and then we go on with the day, and have a good day. It makes us strong. It makes me strong whenever I do that. It's, you know, it's part of our way of life. And sometimes today, some places, there's a word called barrier. And maybe, like I was in one school, they used that barrier was, you can't azilia because it'll set off the fire alarm, or somebody will come in and say, I can't stand that smoke. Those kind of things are real small barriers. But in some places, because of those, you cannot do your circle. And that, you know, that circle is a there's a lot to it too. Like you hear about the sacred hoop. You see the changalishka, that medicine wheel on the wall. And so, and there's a lot of teachings in those circles. Those circles have that's our way of life. There's a road in there that's good. And there's virtues in there. There's many, many things that you can learn from that circle.
Yeah. There's one thing that you mentioned before when we were discussing this topic earlier, that when we are together in the circle, that our minds become one with the prayer and the flag song and all those.
I have a Pashi, looks like a brother right here. I hope he's listening. He lives in Gulala. And we go to Kyoshpaya meetings, and we talk about what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, once you get into that circle, whether it's like you go to circles in the evenings,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Inip.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in there, you have everybody go in there, and there's one, I think the word was, you have one agenda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you might have a lot of people in there. And yeah, it's okay. It's okay to have different thoughts or different reasons why you're in there. Because
yeah.
sometimes we do go in there because we wanted to pray for yourself, for somebody, or you're there for a reason. But he said that it's good to be in there and everybody on the same page, and to become one and one powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Circle in there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I don't know. It's really. But for me, when I'm in that circle and sometimes there's no one else to do it, and you do it all the time, and then. Even if those people are not in the circle, I always, in my thoughts, I include them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure their thoughts are like that too, even though they're not in there. Just
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're just talking out there.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe their minds are not in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just go up there and say, hey, you better be in a circle. I want you to be here.
Yeah.
And that came up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe tomorrow morning everybody will be there.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that really, it's because there are professionals, and because you're in kindergarten, sometimes you're in
mm-hmm.
Fourth grade, sometimes you're with us in the Lakota. When you're in there, and then say those students are in the circle and you're not there, then
mm-hmm.
who's going to
mm-hmm.
Discipline them?
Mm-hmm.
Because they need guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, they need a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
I have another question. I wonder if sometimes people who stand outside the circle feel that they're. Maybe they're shy of staying together in the circle because.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
And then maybe they should be told, right? Everybody should sit down and say, everybody can be here.
Mm.
It don't matter if you're from Connecticut or South Dakota, or it doesn't matter if you're from England or from Oglala Nation or Cheyenne River. Mm. And when they have that knowledge or that information, then maybe they will come in here.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they said something wrong to somebody else that's in the circle, and they feel like they can't be in the circle.
That's hard to answer.
I don't know. It's just questions
that I have.
People don't stand in the circle.
Yeah.
And even if those reason, those were their reasons, that's no reason not to stand in the circle. But everybody can still stand in the circle. Because it's like, someone, maybe it was you, Lexi, that explained to me that it's like one stick alone, you can break it easy, but when all the sticks are together, that you can't break them. And that's similar to how the circle is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a circle's not a perfect circle, like perfectly round or anything, but at least everyone's standing together.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, maybe then it gets to be more perfect.
Yes. And as Anita, we've been doing this every morning, and seems like when you're dealing with children, then you have to always remind them that it is now this time, and we need to be here. And when you're here, you need to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But the other places, you don't even have to do that, because they all know that when they're in that circle, that they become, well, they're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to talk about this more.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked this, Durga.
Mm-hmm.
You make me think, and it's an honor to share my knowledge. And maybe I'm learning every day, even though I'm not going to tell you my age.
Still learning.
Yeah. Everybody learns every day. Every day you see something. Even though sometimes they do it in a different way. Sometimes they tell you in a different way. It's not, you know, but it's always everybody has a different whatever you want to say, view, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But well, it's all the same.
Mm.
And then you never want to say to somebody, don't do that, or do it like this.
Mm.
It's my way. That's hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you just listen to different people and you make up your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I learned it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe someone's listening out there. When you're listening to us, and if you want to share what your thoughts are, someday call us at one of the New District School, and we'll be glad to share your feelings, your thoughts, and it'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay, I have something here.
Right.
We have sometime. I'm not today. Getting back to the students, we have like each reservation. There's towns. We call them Otoa'e in Lakota.
Mm-hmm.
Towns, and like in Standing Rock, it could be Mobridge. Or in Cheyenne River, it could be Dupree and Faith, Timber
mm-hmm.
Lake.
Mm-hmm.
In Oryx, it could be Oryx. There's only one town there, only one street.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, in Rosebud, it could be Mission, White River, Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, we do have some, they call them border towns.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have Lakota names.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are like Rushville, which is just south about 20 miles from Pine Ridge. They call that Iwat Hokshu Otoahe. And we went through this today, just for the children. So it was part of the lesson today. And Iwat Hokshu Otoahe means, Iwat Hokshu means like a big truck or to this one here, they probably mean the train. Long time ago, Rushville had a train that usually comes through there. Maybe the stagecoach. See, well, maybe a long time ago, back in who's a cowboy that you can remember that used to be a stagecoach driver, or anyway. But so that's the name. It means it's Rushville, Nebraska. Okay, and then Gordon is Tachja Wakba, Deer Creek Town. They call it. So maybe they have a little creek or something that they call Deer Creek. So then, so people call it Tachja Wakba. Tachja is deer.
Tachja.
Tachja. Yeah, that means deer.
Tachja.
Yeah.
Wakba.
Wakba is the river. Okay, and then then we have some some here that have history. The Buffalo Gap. You know where Buffalo Gap is? North of Hot Springs. Okay, there's a little town there. And they call that Pte Teopa. Okay, now Pte is a Tatanka, the buffalo. And Teopa is a door. Okay, so what? Now, in the Black Hills, there's right in that area, there's a place that you can travel through into the Black Hills. That's where the buffalo used to. Maybe a long time ago, even the Lakota people, maybe they go in and out through there. Otherwise, they're pretty high hills, so you can't get through them. So that's the history. Okay, and then another one was, let's see, Crawford, Nebraska. Now, we went there. You were there, right? Crawford, Nebraska.
Not before.
Fort Robinson. That's... you went to Fort Robinson with us, right? Or you didn't? Okay. Well, maybe we'll take you over there this year. They call that Ogliotaka Otwahe. That means maybe a long time ago when the Lakota people travel, they camp there, and then from there they come back to Pine Ridge or maybe Rushville. Ogliotaka.
Ogliotaka.
Ogliotaka Otwahe.
Otwahe.
Okay, and then they, of course, you know Chunkpe Opi. Wounded Knee. That's his. Oyuchpe, you know Oyuchpe.
Oyuchpe.
That's Manderson. Okay, and then all these other communities have names like Pahisinte is Porcupine.
Pahisinte.
Pahisinte. Wazi Ahaha.
Wazi Ahaha.
Wazi Ahaha. Oakpamani, that's Pine Ridge.
Oakpamani.
Oakpamani is where you hand out long time ago rations.
Oh yeah, that's what it means.
And Wazia means the hills, the pines. So those are just little a few that I will mention. Those are old list, but I'm not going to go through that because okay, maybe there's one more. Ogleluta, red shirt table.
Ogleluta.
Yeah, Ogle is shirt and Luta is red. Okay, Ogleluta, red shirt.
Red
shirt school. Okay, and then one more here. Let's do Kyle. Pejuta Haka.
Pejuta Haka.
Yep, Pejuta Haka. Haka, then Haka. Okay.
Haka.
Okay. Then I go through some. Then we went through tribes. And there's 22 of them, 22 tribes. Maybe there's more. Mm-hmm. But we'll just do the ones that that in your in my lifetime are mm-hmm. the class that we had today. Mm-hmm. That they probably will visit these tribes. And one of them was Machbiato. Machbiato. That's Arapaho. Okay, and Arapaho is in Wyoming, yeah. A tribe. Okay, and then the other one is Sihasapa, Blackfeet. And that's up in Montana, northern part of Montana.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have Shahila. That's Cheyenne. That's right there at the Montana, close to the battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then we have Kanriwichasha, Crow. Kanri is crow, Wichasha is man. What do you call it? In Nakota, if you translate it, it's crow man. That's the crow agents, crow people. Okay?
Yeah.
And then the other one is Shinangleha, that's Navajo. Shinangleha.
Shinangleha.
Shinangleha. Yeah, that's it. Okay, we'll just keep it right there. And James is laughing over there, so maybe we're saying all this wrong.
Right. How's the other one go? Ikopreshnina kotiayo.
They have no fear. Okay. Now we have enough time for this little story here. This is called a fallen star. Okay. Wichachbe hichpaya. Call it. Wichachbe is star. Hichpaya is fall down. Fallen star. So we'll do this. I think we can finish this before 6. Ehani, that's a long time ago. Ehani lakhota rikoshkalaka num hahepich jahan tchankal wakatak ya etuma wodelat naji happy. Watohal naji wichachbe wa li latchanka naha wiyakta sa epazo. Nathamashke ki ukiyake. Nahe ukiyake nahe hinganawa ya wachingsto ya ukiyake. Minkhaish ya wanji epazo. Nahe hinganaya chinkeya. Ata umkanahalaka naphe wichakbi makhoche ekta awichakipi. Na. We chachpi wa hena, higana we chachpi. Na igilush akapi keapi. Na ha, we chachpi akapi na, we chachpi makhoche ki ha he, thawapi, keapi, ho eash. Timsila oke we chachi pishne. Ohatoha yukhawanji inihashne timsila uk acha uchachbi makhochek ohe uyuchloke. Uchloka ogna tukter tiki wayanke. Iyokshil hingade. Na glachin. Vila glachin cha timsila ota uk ina hena sung. Na wikhawa kaghe. Wikhan kile un gilichu ash. Kfuta wikhan kile ihunishni. Chahichpa kyapi. Wakhaja tcha tchawala ki echelani. Chatcha shiarmuka wa ichachia kyapi. Chashiyar mukaki lana lakhota yapicha hokshilaki wichachpi hichpaya eachaje gatapi nanako lakhota ya ichach wichachpi hichpaya och a khoya ichacha i czarze na nakolila haska. Trasher mukawa hewana wanie tu otacha shilaki. Nakota i czotioma ekta aki czalila yukpi. Uczach by hechpaja lakota ki ujczaki naha wichoti e czekcze omani gapi. Chesap ekta tohon lakota ea hihaka rapaha. Ochlate etipi. Inka apetu yohila, wamblishawa, kia hiunashna, wichinchala maji, manuna, wakata aki nashna, kteke api. Uchasha kimaza akha on kutepi ash atash, ktepi o kihipishne. Chawacheki api, inka wichachpi hikpai apetu. Shakoi chahan hi namabrisha ki ha kte namachinchala ki hena makata ei chalama ke kyaapi uichinchala shakoi kole uapi maha lakota star knowledge api chahitale yuacho. Ale to chcę troszkę i ułaszczyć ja jak to.
Fallen star stories. Long, long ago, two young Lakota women were out one night looking at the stars. One young woman said, "See that very beautiful star? I wish I could marry it." The other woman said the same about another star. Suddenly, they are transported into the star world, and there these two stars become their husbands. The wives become pregnant. They are told the star world is theirs, but also warned not to dig any wild turnips. Eventually, one of them does, and as she pulls out the turnip, a hole opens in the star world. She's able to look down and see the earth and even her own village. She becomes homesick and decides to return to earth. She builds more and more turnips to make a rope and lets herself down through the hole. But the bird doesn't reach the earth and she falls. The crash kills her, but her baby is born. The baby is raised by a meadow lark. Since meadow larks speak Lakota, the baby, now named Fallen Star, grows up speaking it too. Fallen Star matures rapidly, in days rather than years. He is taller than Nanu, and a light emanates from him. The meadow lark grows old and takes him to a Lakota band where he settles for a while. Fallen Star, the protector, the bringer of light and higher consciousness, travels from one Lakota band to another, and everywhere he is recognized, expected, and reverenced. At one point, a band is camped near Harney Peak in the Black Hills. Every day, a red eagle swoops down and steals a girl child, carries her to the mountaintop, and kills her. The men try to shoot the red eagle but fail. They pray for Fallen Star, and after 7 days, and after 7 girls have been killed, he arrives. He shoots the eagle and places the spirits of the 7 girls in the sky as a constellation. Pleiades, in Lakota, Wichinchala Shakumi, 7 little girls.
Washtela. Whatana le mazashkashka shakpe. It is 6 o'clock now. So before we leave, I'll say good evening to all the listeners. Thank you very much. It is probably dark outside, so travel safely. Before we left, Toshka was saying, he was telling somebody, he said, buckle up, and don't be talking on the cell phone because it's dangerous out there. There's deer out there.
And, That's true.
Yeah. And there's other drivers too that you gotta respect. So I want to say thank you to Kili Radio 90.1 right here in Porcupine, 88.7 in Manilusa, that's Rapid City, and all over this world, www.kiliradio.org, and maybe Dennis is listening. If you are listening, who's his friend now, that one that used to go to Deadwood?
Kula. You put me on the spot now.
Yeah, anyway.
Hey, I can picture him.
I know, if you're listening, I
hope
you're
happy.
Yeah,
he's under Oglala, Sons of Oglala.
So we'll say thank you, and we'll turn it back over to James. And I want to thank you for coming up here. Come back again next week. Maybe we'll talk more about that circle.
Yeah, I like it.
Thanks so, James, Piloya Pelo, Awashteyelo, Iko Krishna Lakhut in the Waktayo, Hashem Kalina Lakhuti of Chai, Beloketu, has Onia Kokt.
Oh, man.